In this bulletin, concern over the lower rates of vaccination among Indigenous Australians as Australia achieves the 80% double dose target. A fully vaccinated woman in New South Wales has become an instant millionaire after winning the $1 million vax campaign. And in cricket, Australia qualifies for the T20 World Cup semi-finals. For the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation says the gap between vaccination rates of Indigenous Australians and the broader population remains too high. Medical advisor to NACHO, Dr. Jason Agostino, says the gap puts Indigenous communities at further risk of COVID-19 outbreaks. The federal government announced 2 months ago a plan to boost vaccination rates in 30 Aboriginal communities around the country. The double dose coverage in the 30 priority communities is not above 80%, even as nationally that target was met for the broader population on Saturday. On the single dose coverage, the priority communities are lagging behind with a 19 percentage point difference compared to the wider population. A fully vaccinated woman in New South Wales has become an instant millionaire after winning the $1 million vax campaign. 25-year-old Sydney resident Joanne Jew was announced the winner of the major prize, collecting $1 million just for getting her COVID-19 vaccinations. She was one of nearly 2.75 million Australians who registered for their chance to win. Miss Jew says she cannot believe it.
Someone called me and I just picked up the call and they said I won $1 million. And I was saying like, oh, what is that? Are you like calling the wrong person? And said, oh, your name is blah, blah, blah. And I said, yes, I am. And she said, I'm the only one in Australia.
She says she wants to fly her family out from China first class and put them up in a 5-star hotel for the Lunar New Year if the borders are open. Victorian Liberal MP Tim Smith has announced he will quit politics at the state election in 2022, a week after a drunk driving incident. The 38-year-old had earlier resigned as opposition spokesperson for legal affairs after a breath test reading revealed he had been driving at almost 3 times the legal blood alcohol limit. His car crashed into a home in the Melbourne suburb of Hawthorne on the night of the 30th of October, narrowly avoiding a child's bedroom. COP26 President Alok Sharma says progress has been made at the UN climate conference in Glasgow as the first week of the summit comes to an end. Draft agreements are being finalised to be presented for approval from government ministers over the next week. Key issues include the push for deeper emission cuts to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius and the delivery of financial support for poorer nations. Mr. Sharma says he's pleased with the progress, but warns there's still a long way to go.
We have overall made progress, and I think people have been constructive in the negotiating rooms. We are getting to the point where the rubber hits the road, where we're going to have to make tough decisions in terms of tax. We will move into the negotiations amongst ministers, and I certainly do not underestimate the difficulty of the task which is ahead of us.
A video featuring the government of the Pacific nation of Tuvalu to convey the impacts of climate change to delegates at the COP26 summit has gone viral on social media. In a pre-recorded statement shot by public broadcaster the Tuvalu Broadcasting Corporation to be shown at the UN Climate Summit on Tuesday, Foreign Minister Simon Corfey addressed cameras while knee-deep in the ocean to highlight the sea level rises affecting Pacific nations such as his. Tuvalu's Ministry of Justice says the video shows the real-life situations faced in Tuvalu due to the impacts of climate change and the need for bold action. And a sport in cricket. Australia will play in the semi-finals of the T20 World Cup after beating the West Indies. David Warner's unbeaten 89, the highest score by an Australian ever at a T20 World Cup, was the catalyst for an 8-wicket victory in Abu Dhabi. Captain Aaron Finch says Warner played the perfect innings.
He got away to a fly and then was able to get Mitch Marsh into the game really quickly and allow him to sort of take over for a period of time. And a lot of people doubted him recently and I can't understand why.
Australia progressed beyond the group stage of the tournament for the first time since 2012. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny, 27 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. Similar conditions in Melbourne, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy as well, 18 degrees. Canberra, showers, 24. Wollongong, showers easing, 22. Sydney, shower, 26. Newcastle, showers, 27 degrees. Brisbane, showers, a possible storm, 28. Cairns, possible shower, 32. And Darwin, possible storm, 35 degrees. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.